one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony Diggs.
Atta baby Tony.
Batman in that beautifully matching fall fit.
This is a terrible color.
Great color. Is Bubblegum Pino. He's Canadian Station's Beer and Water. Why?
Good day, Tony.
Percy Bruce, you look super cool today.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude? Bruce.
The U.S. Open is in full swing. Mike's play of the day.
At Flushing Meadows?
Yeah, how'd we do last?
Is that what it's called?
The play of the day did not win.
Oh.
So Dirty Mike owes this one here.
Was it 3-1 on the day, but we only gave out one on the show, so.
Yeah, exactly. The 11 a.m. start, there's a lot of meat on the bone before we get to showtime here. But we're back to Flushing Meadows tonight. Dirty Mike is boots on the ground.
Thank you, Dirty Mike.
Thank you.
What else we got, boys?
What's up, dude? That's a cool hat. What is it?
You know what? I don't know. I think this got sent to the office sometime.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Sweet. That's cool. Pretty sweet.
Pretty hype.
Yeah. It's some LA skateboard brand, it seems like, but I don't fucking know. But it kind of looks like a Dodgers hat. It's not, though.
I respect
you. You kind of look like you make beats or like shoot music videos.
I respect you putting it on your head and not knowing what you're representing.
I mean,
that's a life. That's a way of life I wish I could live.
It's good fit and snapback, dude. I have a weird size head.
That baby mitt.
How was stuff last night?
2-2.
Okay, baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Yep.
Yeah.
One and one. The Nationals snapped the streak of Blue Jays 0-8 after an 11-inning game. Nationals pretty bad.
Nationals are pretty bad, aren't they?
I don't think you've ever said a truer statement.
Yeah, it was a tough sweat.
Okay. I was trying to think of what we like our weekly schedule last year for football season. And I feel like Monday we kind of recapped and then dove in a little bit, just kind of like see what was going on. And Tuesday, then we kind of went over some of the bigger games. So maybe we do that today for college football. Talk about some of those. I do actually have the quarterback transfer game. A little bit of that. And then we got baseball. Any footy tonight or tomorrow?
No, tomorrow night, a big slate MLS.
Okay. We'll dive into that tomorrow night. Yep.
We're officially priced out in the Inter Miami.
What are we like?
I mean, only
300?
It only took 12
minus
games.
Minus 190.
Okay. 90 men.
Well, it's just regular season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so we don't have the two qualify loophole that we had in the cups.
No.
Hell of a run, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still sitting double chance away this weekend, so.
Okay.
Wait, what?
They're double chance away this weekend again. They're plus 200.
Miami?
Yeah.
They're plus 200 double chance?
Plus 200 outright, but you get them double.
Who do they have?
I think it's LA Galaxy.
Messing up,
not Galaxy, LA. I mean, Twellerman. Jesus Christ. Twellerman was spewing on Saturday night. Yeah, they're at LAFC. It was a good squad, but still. Twellerman was spinning that Messi actually wasn't going to play on Saturday night. Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, who knows? I mean.
Well, just the business side of it, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Yeah.
When you're tied to the subscribers, you think fucking Messi isn't going to get on the field?
Listen,
like, come on, Twellerman.
Those tickets were all $500 a pop.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, whether it was 15 minutes or 30 minutes, like, obviously he was going to play. He wasn't going to sit on the bench for 90. I don't know if Messi's ever sat on the bench for 90, to be fair.
Oh, massive. Just a colossal win for the New York Liberty.
Okay.
I
lost a fucking bet.
The WNBA championship is, I believe, on September 11th. And it's basically two. I don't know how, I don't think the playoffs have started.
They're going up against Monday Night Football?
That might be the start of the playoffs.
Okay.
And then maybe they're darty day games. But it's basically a two-horse race. I think you're laying 170 with the Aces, and the Liberty are plus 160 or so, and Liberty are better.
Okay.
So that's just something to think about.
Good to know.
Liberty are just hotter. They're not better. Aces are better.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Do you get eyes?
I mean, I watched it.
You get eyes?
I've been to a game.
Whoa.
Oh, shit, dude.
I've never been on the wood for a WNBA game.
Good to know.
I'd be on the wood.
College football. This week we're still sitting, I think it's 6.5 for Utah and Florida on Thursday. So Nothing new there. Going through some of the bigger games, North Carolina, South Carolina, obviously that's game day. I think we talked about it a little bit yesterday. North Carolina has 17 returning starters. South Carolina has 10. So a bit of an advantage there, but really, I mean, we're just who's going to play defense in that one?
And can Rattler start the year? How he finished?
Boom. Yeah, great question.
That's my concern. I'm leaning North Carolina.
You bring up a great point.
Because the start last year for Rattler was brutal.
Brutal. And then, so he had, let's see here, 18 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. In his last, against Tennessee and Clemson, he had.
Last three games, he was Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Which he, if not for that, he would have had like 12 touchdowns and 12 interceptions last year. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, they couldn't block a soul, if I remember correctly. I don't think North Carolina is the best at getting the quarterback, but yeah, they have a lot more returning starters and Drake May a little bit better.
I do just, and this is basically just anecdotal based on historical teams, but I do envision the Gamecocks being more physical up front than UNC
SEC team. Be. Yeah, you would think SEC team.
I don't know.
Do you know, or and do you have it on you, the over-under?
63.5.
Fuck, too high for me right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Might not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw 35-30. To be
the one that
did UNC hit an under last year?
No. I was strictly.
That might be short.
No, remember.
That might be short.
What was it? Week two, App State was 63-70?
It went or, like 285, I
think. Or whatever it was.
Yeah. And if the under starts to feel like it might hit, they'll like do a ridiculous.
There is, I did see today the stat, 7% less plays in week zero from last year because of the new rule where the clock does not stop after a first down.
Yeah, there were too many plays last year. I was seeing some of the side by sides, NCAA football, NFL football, and it's like, why are there 25 more plays?
90 some plays, yeah.
Yeah, in college.
Now, a game where will any of these teams be in the playoff at the end of the year? Probably not. But a game that I am super fucking interested in is Colorado-TCU, and I'm pretty sure everyone is. 20.5, 21s out there. Colorado's bringing in 70 people, and I think there's only 4 scholarship guys who were on the team last year on the team. But,
Jesus.
Take Colorado. TCU lost Duggan, Kendra Miller, Quentin Johnson, Darius Davis, none of their top 4 receivers returned. None of their top 3 rushers returned. They lost 2 guys off the O-line. Their OC went to Clemson.
Chandler Morris is allegedly a bit of a dog.
He's chomping at the bit to get out.
Yeah, I'm just.
Well, I mean, last year was supposed to be his year.
Who was that?
That was supposed to be him going to the national championship.
That's number 2, right?
Huh?
Number 2.
I don't know what number he is, but he was the starter last year before Max Duggan before he got hurt against Colorado, and Max Duggan came in and just took it away and then got cut by the
Chargers. I mean, if we're betting on swag, I would bet that kid. I do specifically remember him at the national championship game looking awesome.
Okay, good flag.
Played horrible coming in down, I guess, basically like 60 and against Georgia, so it doesn't really count.
Are we not betting on swag?
No.
I bet on is swag lumped into vibes? Because I definitely bet on vibes.
No.
Swag's lumped into vibes.
No. Because a raccoon ain't nothing but a big cat.
Yeah.
And scare money don't make no money.
Like swag was the guys coming in the ponchos, but they didn't have
that was
vibe. Exactly.
They didn't have the vibe.
See, I thought vibes were high with that, but
and they have appeared that
then
way.
You with zoom swag. Into their, then you zoom into their faces and they were
nothing to be scared of.
The swag was there, but there was no vibe.
WVU and Penn State.
Stay away, please.
So, yeah, the one thing of good news for WVU, they have all 5 starting O-linemen return, and a lot of the O-line rankings, they have a top 10 O-line in a lot of the O-line rankings. So you think if you run the ball, that'll keep you in some games. Penn State's not necessarily a team you want to try to do that against. They're fucking pretty much stacked coming back. I'll probably stay away. Ohio State and Indiana, that one's a wash.
Indiana can usually keep one of those games close. Indiana or Purdue keeps one game with Ohio State
close. It's not going to be, I don't think.
Speaking of Purdue, the Purdue-Fresno State is
interesting.
4.5.
I find Boise and Washington very interesting at that number.
Yeah, it's a tough barn, but I do think that Boise State whole backfield being back.
Quarterback's back. top three receivers are
I'm
back.
I'm concerned about every Pac-12 team's defense.
Oh, yeah, as you should be.
Yeah, except for the Beavers.
As you, boom.
The Beavers are the Beavers' second.
And like you said, yeah, except for the Beavers. You could say Utah, too.
And but maybe Stanford. They can usually line up, play some defense.
I think their offense helps their defense. What happened to Stanford? Do you know what I mean?
Dude, Stanford for 10 years was fucking great.
Obi Gerhart, they were awesome.
He was on the team. Yeah.
Sure was. A lot of guys.
Yeah, me too. I'm leaning Boise early in that one, to be honest with you. Michigan's got ECU. That's nothing. Tennessee's got Virginia. Virginia was just horrendous last year. I think Tennessee's going to be good again. I like Joe Milton. Mm-hmm. Boy, can
27
throw the ball. Who else? Iowa and Utah State. Now, last year, we'd have been like, Iowa as a 26-point favorite. They might not even score 26.
Unless their defense did.
Now, Cade McNamara comes in, and apparently he's looked good. So,
is Peters
on the roster still?
Yeah.
I don't know if he is or not.
He's coaching.
He's doing stuff. I would assume he's doing stuff.
Didn't he transfer out?
I don't know. Not to play football, I hope.
Jesus Christ.
Richard Lagos is not that bad. Utah State is going to end up covering that.
Okay.
It is a pretty big upgrade.
Oh, Petrus is still there.
That's yeah. Why? Good for him, man.
I don't want that guy on the side.
Why the fuck would you
say? Dude, he's going to have the headset on. He's holding up the play cards.
Yeah. I want his.
Texas is a huge favorite. Wisconsin's a huge favorite. Georgia's a huge favorite. USC's a huge favorite. A&M's a huge favorite. Houston and the Meeps. I mean,
oh, God.
Jeez. Possible game of the day, to be fair.
See, like, I was going through it. The Meeps return, obviously, Frank Harris. He's been there for fucking 30 years.
Franco.
Okay? Their number one wide receiver did transfer, but the two that they're bringing back combined for 140 catches and 1,700 yards and 14 touchdowns. So, are we worried? No. Houston, let's see here. What do I have here? They lose their top five tacklers and top two pass rushers, and their defense stunk like Meeps. Okay. I know Bruce thinks we're over Meeping.
Houston is a tough bar.
I mean, you lose Clayton Tune and Tank Dell. That's tough.
Plus McCaskill.
I'm warmer today on the Meeps than I was
McCaskill
yesterday.
Scored 16 touchdowns last year. Now he's Colorado Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a lot to lose.
Alabama's a 40-point favorite. Toledo and Illinois is an interesting one. Toledo, they have actually is the odds on favorite to win the MAC.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of Toledo.
Is our boy still coach in Illinois?
Oh, yeah. He's building a program.
Is he?
Fucking Bielema?
Dude, I don't think I'll ever get in over him storming into Ireland last year.
All the rankings have Illinois as a top five D line. So that sometimes, a lot of times, gives those smaller schools.
Yeah, that's
quite a bit of a problem.
That's the concern with Central Michigan at Michigan State as well.
It's always the dogs up front. South Alabama, Tulane is an interesting one. That's only 6.5. Tulane was your group of five representative in the New Year's Six last year. They came back against USC. They lost Tajay Spears, the running back, who has looked unbelievable for the Titans in the preseason. I don't know if you guys have seen any of him. South Alabama returns a lot. I might look at South Alabama. Oregon State's minus 16.5 against San Jose State. I need to go back and see how teams last year playing week zero did in week one, because I think it was good. Obviously, San Jose State's got a game under their belts.
16.5.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what DJ does. Yeah. And then, obviously, LSU, Florida State. Huge.
That game's massive.
Huge. And then Clemson and Duke, also fucking huge. To refresh everyone's mind on where some quarterbacks are playing now.
Oh, let's go.
We did it the other day. Devin Leary, NC State 2, Kentucky.
I thought we were playing a game.
Okay.
I was promised a game.
You want to play a game?
I thought it was new. Can you please refresh us on the people that we've already talked about, though?
No.
We talked about Devin Leary. Mm-hmm. Do we know where Tanner Mordecai is?
Oh, fuck, we did talk about this one.
Tanner Mordecai.
From SMU 2. He is your starting quarterback at Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Ooh, okay.
For fucking...
watch out for the Badgers.
Are we all in on Wisconsin?
SMU slung it around hard last year.
We talked about Peyton Thorne, who went from Michigan State to Auburn. Our sweet prince, Slovis. Do we know where Slovis is?
BYU.
BYU. Yep. He converted.
I still haven't... Has anybody heard of a... If they have announced a starter at Ole Miss?
No, but it's going to be old buddy.
Spencer Sanders.
I was thinking Jackson.
Spencer Sanders, that'll.
Yeah, they're going to try dart out.
Remember, we've talked about how, like,
from why Oklahoma would he, State?
Yes.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin is listening to Luke Bryan's new album, ripping a dart, and just thinking to himself, I got to start this dart fella.
Dart was actually pretty good at USC before Caleb Williams got there.
He was good last year for Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think he's a good player.
Yeah, they're trying to dart out there. I'll bet my money on it.
You think dart's going out?
I have no idea.
I mean, he was a starter last year, and he's, I mean.
Yeah, I'm just guessing off of him having a cool name.
Speaking of Ole Miss, Luke Altmyer was a quarterback there, and he is now, we just talked about it, the starting quarterback at Illinois.
All right.
So that's
That's a true QB battle at Ole Miss happening.
Anyone remember the name Haynes King?
Yeah, why? He was at a small school?
No, he was the A&M starter. Fuck. Now he is starting for Georgia Tech.
All right.
Really?
GT, who's coaching GT these days?
Oh, no,
days?
He better run fast.
The dude I think he was the interim, her assistant who took over a couple years ago, whenever that happened. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of move. There's more, but.
Yeah, the game stinks. I don't know anybody. Couldn't tell you who they are.
Why would Spencer Sanders leave Oklahoma State?
Well, I think he was out of.
He had to go to grad school?
Yes, he was out of eligibility at Oklahoma State.
They didn't have his major.
What? That doesn't make any fucking sense. So you can
transfer
sense.
And get another year? Oh, yeah,
grad transfer. How do you think Sam Hartman's playing?
You can still be a graduate student at your school. You don't have to stay. You don't have to
leave. Yeah, but they might not have the program in economics or whatever that he's studying, bro.
Yeah.
They don't offer the courses necessary.
I don't think that's how it works when you go to school.
You can't just say, hey, I want to be a lawyer.
It's how fucking JT Daniels is at his fourth fucking school.
Where is he?
Rice.
He's at his fourth
school. Rice?
He can play anywhere.
Whoa.
JT Daniels.
Spencer Sanders started for OK State for 4 years.
Was good, too.
Yeah.
Why'd he leave?
Something happened last year. Remember he got hurt and then he kind of played half the game?
Well, and then what's his name's kid was playing, was terrible.
Oklahoma State fucked us a fair amount last year.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Correctly.
Yeah, a lot of the Big 12 teams were laying eggs left and right.
They have a quarterback. Who?
We need just a fucking list, dude.
It's a lot. Alan Bowman, who has been... He was at Baylor and maybe Texas Tech Texas Tech. And
give the ball to Gunner.
And Utah, maybe?
Give the ball to Gunner Gundy and let him play.
He was not good last year, if I remember correctly. Bowman's been at Michigan.
Oh, Gundy started.
Texas Tech and Michigan.
Mike Gundy sees a little separation between Gunner Gundy and Alan Bowman. Gunner's getting the ball.
Yeah. Give the ball to Gunner.
You know what? I struggle to see any separation between these two.
That being said, it will be my boy quarterback if he won.
You guys, I was actually just asked Lombo about it or whatever. Anything going on week one? Anything else week one you guys looked into? I looked into a little bit of the play preseason versus not. The results were good last year if the team you're betting on played in the preseason versus a team that didn't. I'm going to have to go back a few years, though.
Tell you what.
Nice fucking correlation.
When the schedule came out, I was in love with the 49ers going into Pittsburgh.
Okay. Well, that's your team.
Yeah, you can't really.
I've kind of.
You can one star it, but you can't be trotting any more stars than that into that one.
They were minus 170 money line. They're now minus 138.
I could see a giant
2.5 now. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Riverboat Ron collapse, but to start out the year, they're playing the Cardinals hot because they're that line. I think it's 7 for opening week, which is huge. But like Sam Hartman's looked really good. He played good at the end of last year too. Like the Cardinals suck, dude. They're trying to tank. There's no way they're not.
I don't hate the Colts at 4.5 at home.
I'd like to, who they have.
Jacksonville.
Oh yeah,
Plus 4.5 though.
You're gonna see me on the other side of that one. I think.
Really, you're laying it with
the
Jags.
Maybe I'd like to see how the rookie. I can tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not betting on a rookie quarterback on week one. I'd like to see what they look like.
He's the only one of the three, right? There's only three or four.
Do you want to count Sam Howell?
No.
No, he is not a rookie.
Okay.
We're not in the NBA.
Okay. Of the Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, and Tone Rich, I would most confidently back Tone Rich week one.
Yeah.
Is he getting the most plus?
I might go. Who the Texans have? Baltimore? Is that am I correct off the top of my head?
They're definitely like minus.
They're getting 10.
I'd probably stay away from that one. See, I know you love your Falcons, but the Panthers have the most fair matchup, I believe, of the group.
Yep. In Atlanta? You think you're going to storm into Atlanta's rookie quarterback and win week one?
Well, they had that OT thriller.
What is Ritter, a perennial fucking
Pro Bowl? Fucking Artie Smith's at the helm, dude.
If we're counting
all Sam Ritter Howell has to do is not work. Turn the fucking ball.
I didn't say.
That's you, all baby, he has to do.
It's a big butt.
I honestly would rather see Heinicke fucking start.
Than
Ritter.
Whoa, I thought you loved Ritter.
I don't think I've ever said that.
I thought you did.
I don't think so.
Maybe I just took your Atlanta love for fucking loving Ritter.
I think I'm the one that loves Ritter because of what he did at Cincinnati. Won me a good amount of games there.
I mean, this sounds insane, but I really want to take the Raiders getting 4 at Denver.
Why is Denver all of a sudden fucking like good?
That's true. I mean,
so their offensive line hasn't gotten better.
Here's what we'll talk about. Okay. Russ, who knows? Judy's out. They lost, what's his name again?
Tim Patrick.
Harris.
So it's really going to be Courtland Sutton. And they lost, what's his name? Hamlin. Is that his name?
Deshaun Hamilton.
TJ.
No.
Deshaun Hamilton.
Hamler?
No, that's not it.
It's Hamilton.
KJ Hamler. Thank you.
KJ.
He had like a heart thing. So like they're down on wide receivers. Yeah, I don't hate fucking taking a flyer on the Raiders.
Do the Eagles feel a little short in New England?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. See, fuck that game.
The Patriots defense is a fucking problem, dude.
Bill's going to be ready
for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get Bill fucking all offseason prepared
for the first I'm thinking I'm
six back off.
I'm going to be on the other side of that one, I think.
See you there.
I'll stand in the corner with Bill. Definitely not touching Dolphins Chargers.
No, definitely not. Me either. At all.
I don't think I'll bet a Chargers game this whole year. Unless other than like a prime time.
I will, but not that one.
I'll probably lay the 4.5 with the Seahawks. That seems short.
Who was that against?
The Rams at home.
Oh yeah.
The Rams always play the Seahawks tough though. Every fucking time.
We know if Stafford's playing yet?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he can't fucking figure out the guy's name on Facebook.
No, it's not on Facebook. He's made him a book of faces.
Yeah. Oh.
Old school Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paper Facebook.
The concept, the mood board that inspired Facebook.
Wait, he's using flashcards to learn his fucking player's name?
I think they should all hop, maybe just the whole league, just hop on a Zoom and just maybe say, you know,
tell you what,
Ron Rivera, Matthew Stafford's wife. It's okay to not say everything you think into a microphone.
Oh, she's got a show, so I get her. But Ron, yeah.
Well, you're burying your husband.
Well, yeah. Learn the guy's names, Matt.
Bryce?
Okay. My week one play of the week? Just kidding. But maybe. It might be.
Cardinals?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Jesus.
Have fun.
I haven't gotten my.
And the more I look at this slate, it is pretty ugly.
There's a lot of stayaways.
Like there's nothing. I'm sitting like Niners were my golden goose, and now after watching the Steelers all preseason, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find some. Hey, we will find some.
I mean, I'll be I'll be laying the 3.5 with the Falcons.
What do you like for? Baseball today. The old diamond.
Let's hit the diamond here. I have today. Let's go. The Rays first five plus a half at Miami. Phillies first five money line. I want to take the Red Sox, but after last night, I can't fucking do that responsibly. I'm on the Rangers again, first five money line. The Dad's first five money line, switch into the Cubbies first five money line, and then I'll take the San Francisco Giants first five money line.
Okay. Bruce, anything for you?
I'm back on the Phillies full game.
Yep.
Okay. I'll see you guys in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah. Bruce, any U.S. Opens that are yet to play?
Yes. At 5:05, Dirty Mike likes Guido Pella. Dude. +210.
You're not allowed to say that.
Yeah. Is his name, buddy.
I just don't know if you're allowed to say that.
I don't know if that's responsible.
Guido Pella. He's playing Lloyd Harris, and he's +210, and we like him outright, boys.
Lloyd.
Okay.
Lloyd.
I mean, you know I'm going to play him. He seems like a guy that I'd get along with.
Lloyd.
You know?
Hell yeah, Tony.
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 Hell yeah,
else?
Tony.
Anything else?
Is there nothing else?
Oh, Tony, I have one thing for you.
Thank you.
Tony.
Did you didn't give us one yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I tried.
I don't know if you did.
All I knew is that I never wanted to be average. And that's how I view my gambling record. That's how I'm going to view this upcoming football season, Tony.
Is that like a mid quote?
Yeah, you got to end the quote, kid.
All I knew is that I never wanted to be average. Quote, Michael Jordan, second greatest basketball player of all time. All
right. You didn't need that.
We didn't need that.
Yeah, you didn't need
that. We didn't need that.
Mute it. Did you mute it?
Yeah, he's muted.
See? Good. Don't bring that. We don't need that shit right now, okay? Especially since game day's in Carolina, okay?
Yeah, jeez.
Come on.
Jeez, man.
Read the room.
Read the room.
Hey, I'd probably even throw a ticket on South Carolina.
I mean... good luck!
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.